What a wonderful message the Lord has given me tonight. Satan's agenda for the U.S. about to receive a fatal blow. Lord, please give us the strength and integrity to reform this nation into what you've called it to be. Jesus began, "My people, all these catastrophes are symptoms of corruption on the deepest levels in your country, godless ways and corruption. What you pray for your president offsets the annihilation you came so very close to last year. But the evil, unbelieving, and uncaring people in your country who are led around by shallow arguments and their flesh also have had a hand in this chastisement. Your country is truly divided into those who think deeply and those who follow blindly. Those who belong to me and those who belong to the world and its Antichrist system. Oh yes, even now Antichrist is manifesting just below the surface and the corruption calls for judgment. But you have cried out, fasted and prayed, and you have been heard. In the coming months, fatal blows will be issued to those who have sought to implement Satan's plan of global destruction. All those private sectors who have aligned themselves with the devil and chosen the elite agenda over righteousness and your constitution will be involved. Your prayers have been heard, and my Father is again going to clean house in this nation, deep cleaning. There will be crippling blows to the agenda of the elites, though you will not be aware of it. You will reap a deepening peace and order that follows on the heels of it. The time has come for payback. I have preached, pleaded, begged, sought out, and set on fire the consciences of those who have devised evil. Their response was to laugh and turn their backs to me. I have given them ample opportunity to repent. As it is written, suffer not a witch to live. That's Exodus 22:18. Your underground government is a den of devils and perversions of all sorts, and without repentance there is no hope for them. They shall not escape the wrath to come. That which they have devised to bring down the poor and righteous shall be their own undoing. And my people shall go forth in praise and thanksgiving, celebrating their freedom. But then comes the deadly trap. I warn you now, my people, if you turn from me to worship idols, that is to worship money, beauty, influence, you again will be oppressed 7 times worse. Do not allow corruption in your government. Do not sacrifice what is right for personal gain. Cleave to me with all your hearts and bring to repentance those around you. You are the salt of the earth. And you have the power to preserve this nation for yet a time longer. But if you forget yourselves and grow complacent with easy living, you will lose that power to preserve your nation. That is where you are coming from. Please, my people, do not go back. Do not return to the vomit of materialism. Defend what is right above all other gain. Be willing to lose everything rather than betray what is right. I cannot hold this nation together. Only you can, with your prayers and a lifestyle that declares my reign over your lives, that I am your sovereign and you will accept none other. I'm not releasing you as yet. The time is still very turbulent, but I tell you, wickedness will receive the decisive blow. To recover and rebuild will take much time. See to it you do not fall, or this pernicious evil will spring back 7 times stronger. You ask me, but how can I make a difference? By your everyday choices, by your vote, by what you allow in your families, towns, and states, by what you condone and what you resist. Standing up visibly and resisting evil, declaring it for what it is, and that the wages of sin are death. You have come so close to death, America. So close, but you have been shown mercy. Now you must live for what is right and refuse to accept corruption and sin. These are my mandates for you. Some of you will be called to occupy an office. You must change the way things have been done in the past. Some of you will lose your lives defending what is right. You must be prepared to defend what is right or die. All of you, by your manner of living, must declare sin is not acceptable. Then the evil will be purged from your midst. I know this sounds dramatic, but you are at a crossroads, and firm commitment and purpose of amendment is an absolute necessity for the survival of America. Well, I began to discern this message because it's stronger than I think anything I've ever gotten from him. And I heard him very clearly say, this is all me, Claire. This is the message I want sent out to my people. Reformation is not an option. It is an absolute necessity. I will be with each one of you according to your faith and faithfulness to defend truth. This is a new day for you all. Continue to pray and fast a while longer as things are being moved and crushed by my Father's mighty hand.